Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse 16. Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl met us. She had a spirit that foretold the future, and she made a large profit for her owners by fortune-telling. As she followed Paul and us, she kept crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way to be saved." When she kept doing this for many days, Paul became so annoyed that he turned to the Spirit and said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. When her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. They had brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men are throwing our city into a state of confusion. They are Jews, and they are teaching customs that are not lawful for us to accept or practice, since we are Romans." When the crowd also joined in the attack against them, the magistrates tore off their clothes and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had beaten them severely, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to guard them securely. Because he received such a command, the jailer threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Instantly all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains came loose. When the jailer woke up and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, because he thought that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted with a loud voice, "Don't harm yourself, because we are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell down trembling in front of Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his home. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Without delay, he and all his family were baptized. Then he brought Paul and Silas into his house and set food before them. He rejoiced because he and his whole household had come to believe in God. At daybreak, the magistrates sent officers saying, "Release those men." The jailer reported these words to Paul, "The magistrates have sent orders that you should be released. So come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They beat us publicly without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens, and threw us into prison. And now they are releasing us secretly? Absolutely not. Let them come themselves and escort us out." The officers reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them. As they escorted them out, they requested that they leave the city. After Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house. They saw the brothers, encouraged them, and then left.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.